You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
In a world filled with chaos and confusion, in an echo chamber filled with lies and deceptions, comes a ray of light. Live from Madison, Wisconsin, it's John and Gordy in the Morning on 92.7 WMDX.
WMDX 92.7. This is John Peterson, Gordy Young, also in the studio, I think, and Dom.
How's Dominic Lee
is our producer. You know, it's amazing. I was listening to Schwab on the way in.
Yeah.
And I'm just surprised at how Civic Media has made the show producers stars. You know, companions in the travel here in Radioland.
Right. Yeah, the producers get highlighted just, quite a lot now.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting.
Because I am a star, you know?
Well, there you go. Yeah. See, you're on your way, man.
And, you know, it's, my birthday's in a week, too. Like, everything's falling into place.
What the heck?
Excellent.
It is falling into place.
Yeah, who is Schwab's producer? Conrad.
Conrad, yeah.
Yeah, he's become a big star. Just, you know.
Now he has, yeah. His quiz. I don't know how it comes up with those quizzes, but.
Well, we have the WMDX poll at the WMDXradio.com website.
Yes.
We have the poll. I haven't checked it yet this morning.
Is it still on?
Yes. Okay. What do you mean, is that still?
It is still on.
Are we still doing that?
Yeah. Hey, it looks like it's bright and beautiful this morning, although it's kind of hazy sunshine again.
It is. You know, driving in, looking at the sunrise.
Yeah.
The sun is just a hazy ball of orange, and normally I don't think it's that hazy.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
So are we affected again by the smoke coming down from Canada?
It hasn't stopped. No.
Yeah.
Yeah. That and pollen. Yeah. And pollen's pretty high, I think.
Wow. If the sun were kind of, you know, smudged out like this in the morning because of pollen, we're in real trouble.
We are in trouble.
I remember this morning, Gordy was sneezing a storm in the studio today. Yeah.
As soon as I got in the studio, started sneezing.
Wow.
So some of it's infiltrated inside of our air filtration system. I was just checking back to the poll here, the WMDX poll, which
you can
get at WMDXradio.com. Art Fair, what is your favorite summer event in downtown Madison? That's the question that's on the poll. Excuse me. And Art Fair on the Square has 16.7%, Farmers Market 33.3%, Madison Night Market 25%, and Concerts on the Square also 25%. So the Farmers Market is leading the poll right now, but you can go on there and you can go on there and vote yourself.
I think the Madison Night Market is really picking up steam.
It is, and it happens this Thursday, and we'll be there with our booth right across the street from our studio here on State Street, and should be good.
Well, you're hiding the best part of it.
We're going to be giving away a few of our John and Gordy T-shirts.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, I'm wearing mine today. Yeah.
Well,
you were wearing it yesterday.
Well, yeah, I had a hard time continuing to wear it. It's starting to feel a little stiff, you know. So you can wear it just so long, and then it seems to have a life of its own.
You have to launder it every
once
in a while.
You prop it up. You can stand it up on a chair.
Okay. Yeah, I've been meaning to talk to you about that. Oh boy. So
I'm wearing my old M80 T-shirt.
Oh yeah, get mad. Yeah, that's good. Looks good after all these years.
Yeah,
it's got to be 30 years old.
Oh, it got to be at least that. Yeah.
So let's see, weather-wise today. Right now it's 54 degrees. Do you have your WMDX watch on? Samsung watch?
I remembered it this morning. Sunset, by the way, is at 8:37 tonight.
Oh, okay.
So you might want to just stay up for that.
I think there's a full moon tonight too.
Oh, there is.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, right now we have 55 degrees, just changed, and the predicted high temperature also just changed.
Yeah.
76 okay. possible today.
Well, let's see if that matches up with, what are we going to use today? The lottery ball machine? Let's do that.
All right.
Why don't we get to that?
All right.
Sure. Firing this thing up, you know. Sam went to the trouble of, you know, fixing this thing over the months.
Yeah, what are we going to do?
Still get
to
use it. First number is 7.
Oh, boy.
Here comes the second ball. It's 4. 74 is the predicted high by the lottery ball machine. Okay?
I can't remember what I said.
It's my
attention span. 76.
76.
Okay. A little bit later on, we're going to talk to Lisa Bernard from the Dane County Humane Society. Also, Brittany Merlot will be here.
We got a 100-pound dog in the lineup this time around.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
Yep. Really?
Okay. I was looking at the pictures. They are.
All right. Well,
yeah, we got good
pictures. We didn't get pictures for us, but we'll have to wait and see.
It's a surprise.
We got a, we'll have to share those pictures on Facebook or YouTube or somewhere.
Sure, sure.
Okay.
I'm not opposed to that.
Hmm?
I'm not opposed to that. I'm sitting over here just nodding my head. I'm agreeing. Yes.
Glad you're not opposed.
Can't wait.
Let's see. Shall we get to the history items or the National Day calendar that we're going to ignore?
Again? Well, we decided not to. I keep bringing that up.
We decided
not to do the National Day calendar.
If we were doing it.
But if we were doing it, what would be the days?
National Frosted Cookie Day? Who doesn't love a good frosted cookie?
Well, I hate the frosting on cookies.
Here's something you and I can relate to. National Forklift Safety Day.
I used to drive a forklift too. That was fun.
Oh,
they were
man.
Electric.
Great time.
They had a great pickup.
You guys are forklift certified?
Yes.
No. We didn't have
not certification back then. They didn't care. OSHA was, didn't even exist back then.
Yeah. Well, it's somewhere LP driven.
Yeah, that was the kind that I drove. It's National Egg Roll Day. Okay, who doesn't like a good egg roll?
Well, where you can get some really good egg rolls?
Where? Oh, at
Aldi.
Aldi's, yes.
Yeah, they have excellent egg rolls.
They really do. Yeah. They keep them hidden away, too. You got to find them.
Well, you know what? They keep changing
so
the location.
Popular. I know. That's true. It's National Call Your Doctor Day. Just say hi. You know, call your doctor, leave a message.
They love that.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
National Herbs and Spices Day.
Yeah, you go to Penzi's Spices.
They're great. Oh, they are.
Very progressive.
National Black Cow Day. Okay.
Black Cow.
I keep telling my kids about Steely Dan song, Black Cow. What?
I keep telling my kids about black cows, and they won't try it. They just won't try it. Yeah. Mixing two things together doesn't work for them.
I keep trying
to convince them, mix two cereals together. You'd be, be surprised at the taste.
Surprise yourself.
Yeah. And black cows. What do they suggest using? Root beer?
I think root beer was typically used for black cow. I'm trying to scan through here.
But one of the interesting combinations would be Guinness and ice cream.
Guinness and ice cream.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Really?
Yeah.
That'd be a great black cow.
Okay. Yeah. I think it's normally just
ice cream and root beer.
Root beer and vanilla ice cream.
Yeah.
That's what...
Simple.
That's the suggested combination. National Iced Tea Day.
Mm.
And one of our favorite days.
Yes.
National Ballpoint Pen Day.
No. Don't.
Don't get us started.
Don't do it.
Get us started on that.
We know the worst ballpoint pen.
We get into
arguments with Catherine about this almost weekly.
What is ballpoint? She brings in these old-fashioned...
Horrible big pens with big eight different sides to them.
Yeah, the pen.
It's just those corners.
And they always smudge. Your finger.
They smudge. They suck. I don't know how they're still in business after producing those pens.
In fact, when she brought them in here, we both were... Do they still make those?
We used to use them as pea shooters.
Right.
You take the ink out and you shoot a spitball.
Spitballs.
Yeah. Yeah, those are the days.
Now,
that's all they're good for.
The best pen, of course, is the Pilot G2.
Oh, boy. Those are really good pens.
These are nice pens.
Yeah, they are.
I get the wide ball. It is 10.
So celebrate National Ballpoint Pen Day. That's the National Day calendar.
We never cover the national calendar anymore, but it's always good
to check it just in case. Do we have any history there, Dominic?
Yes we do.
Tell us, please.
Yeah, these are going way back. 1847, the Chicago Tribune published for the first time.
Yeah.
And then in 1933, Mount Rushmore started being built.
What?
And then
that's me.
No, it's mine.
I was wondering what that was.
Yeah, sorry, having some trouble with the headphones here.
And then 1752. Ben Franklin tests the lightning conductor with that kite flying experiment.
Yeah,
first time. There we go. Kind of boring history today. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Okay.
It seems the whole Ben Franklin kite test still
thinks it's legendary.
For me, this seems
like it was just a made up story,
like chopping down the cherry tree, right?
Right. Yeah.
This doesn't sound
George
right
Washington
to me.
Thing.
And now, you know, the Mount Rushmore thing started being built at the time, but now they're going to start again and do...
put Trump on there?
To Trump, yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
They're thinking about it.
They noticed some orange rock, and they thought they could put his face up there.
Orange rock. Sure. Okay. Well, that's it for the history.
Yeah.
You know, we got a couple of emails here I want to mention.
Oh, okay. All right.
Find them now.
Did not see those.
Where the heck did I go? Oh, here. They're right in front of me here. Well, you know, every once in a while we get an email. We have an email address.
Oh, yes, we do have an email address now that we have the WMDX website, right?
Yeah. I think it's jag@civicmedia.us, right?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Dom's shaking his head like he knows.
Definitely.
You know our email.
Smile and wait.
Okay.
We've been here for almost 2 years.
We can never remember.
We don't know what it is. We have so many other stories.
Well, it gets
to
forwarded
cover.
To our other emails, so that's why we don't.
Yeah, it does.
You know,
yep.
I think.
Pacific Media.
I don't know how that works. Hey, folks, here's an email. Hey, folks, just wanted to say thank you for the June 7th Brewer tickets. Went with my daughter, son, and his friend, who had never been to a Wisconsin professional sports game. The son went to the bathroom in the ninth inning and missed the walk-off homer by Caleb Durbin. It was his first game, and he missed the walk-off homer. He was in the bathroom.
She's asking for a do-over on that?
No, but thank you, Terry, for thanking us.
Those bathrooms always take so long.
Well, that's it. Oh, there's always a long line.
That's right.
Now, this is interesting from Dan Elsis. Remember, he was in here talking about the Guns to Gardens Project.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
On behalf of First United Methodist Church in Madison and the Guns to Gardens Project, we'd like to thank John and Gordy for highlighting our June 7th Safe Gun Turnover event on your talk show.
Oh.
Listen to this. 8 different people brought in a total of 23 firearms, including 6 handguns, 15 long guns, shotguns, and .22 caliber, and one rather old military-issue rifle and one BB gun. One woman... named Jen brought in 7 rifles because, she says here, I heard about your event on the John and Gordy Show, which I usually listen to every morning. Well, thank you, Jen, for thanking them. And she was rewarded for her donations with $700 in grocery gift cards for donating those guns.
Almost better she brought it there than here in the studio.
Okay, thanks for bringing that up. Let me continue here. Ignore your comments here. As always, all salvageable gun parts are forged into garden tools by Reverend Jeff Wild and then sold to provide more money for donor gift cards. So thanks again for your assistance promoting this and the other Wear Orange events in the area in recognition of National Gun Violence Awareness Month. That's Dan Elsis, the event organizer. So that was great.
Yeah.
We'll have to keep in touch with them and maybe talk about some of their other future events.
All right. Yeah. Sounds good to me.
Good deal. All right.
I can get into that.
Yeah.
Taking guns off the streets.
You bet. 19 minutes past the hour. We're just getting started on a Tuesday morning. Back with more of John and Gordy.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
After the break. Stay with us.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Hey, this is WMDX Chief Meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Now, I'm really not too sure where Gordy got his weather credentials, and I know that John has a deep fear of dew points. But don't let any of that stop you from voting for John and Gordy for the best radio team in Madison Magazine's Best of Madison poll. I seriously like these guys, and I predict they're going to be winners. This message and this forecast is not endorsed by the National Weather Service. Now go vote.
What do they know?
Well, we're a shoo-in now.
You think so? 7:23?
Yeah, we've got the endorsement we were looking for.
Yes, we do. Brittany Merlot joins us now. Good morning, Brittany. Thank you for that endorsement. We really appreciate that.
Yeah. Good morning, guys. Yeah, I hope it's all right.
Yeah, no, it's great.
Perfect. Perfect stuff. And it's kind of cloudy out here this morning.
It's muggy. It's horrible.
Dew points are right about 60, I think.
Wow.
Yeah. Ugh. So it starts to get a little humid. So what can we expect for the rest of today? We got the Madison Night Market tonight, and I heard there might be a couple of sprinkles, but nothing really all that awful. Right?
Well, no, probably
it shouldn't
not.
Be too bad.
Oh, really? Oh,
I think the worst. Yeah. The worst is going to be if you get anything this morning, right? Yeah. You've got that little swath moving in from the west that could graze you here still this morning. But by about 10 to 11 o'clock, I think it's going to fizzle out, start to lift north, and honestly leave you with just mostly cloudy skies today, probably highs in those mid to upper 70s. And then the storms should hold off until overnight, probably after midnight, around 2 a.m. or so. I think those are going to roll through. But again, more chances for showers and storms by Friday afternoon. That continues into the evening, and we kind of get a little damp and dreary early Saturday before this whole system shifts on out of here. Mm-hmm. So this morning, Friday afternoon and evening, and then maybe Saturday morning are probably your best shots for chances of rain.
All right.
Okay. Well, that's we'll take that.
Well, there's an air quality index alert out there. It's at low 60 to 79, which is near the worst you could get. And it's people with lung disease, such as asthma, children, older adults, and outdoor workers should reduce their prolonged exposure to the outdoors today.
Okay.
Yes, so, unfortunately. It's pretty thick up north, but it's starting to sneak down by you a little bit. We're in an air quality alert. Mm-hmm. It's very unhealthy up here, but it should be gone by this afternoon. It should ease probably around 2 o'clock.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Very good. Yeah. Brittany, well, thank you. We appreciate that report.
You're welcome.
We'll talk to you again tomorrow and check out what's happening weekend weather-wise. At that time.
Perfect.
Thanks,
Brittany. All right, you guys have a good day.
You too. It's WMDX meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Want to remind you, the Scotty Summer Text to Win statewide contest. It's going on right now. This hour's keyword is family. That's F-A-M-I-L-Y, family. And up for grabs this time around, Brewers tickets, club-level tickets. Of course, every entry you get also entered into the grand prize drawing of Wisconsin Dells Getaway or a Door County Getaway. Again, the key word is family. You have until 8 a.m. to get that into us. Just use the Civic Media app, free to download and always free to use, and text us the word family, okay? Other keyword hours, 11 a.m., 2 p.m., and 4 p.m.
All right.
Get all the details at civicmedia.us. Okay.
We've got legal stuff coming up with Jim Santel.
That's right.
In just a few moments, let's get to Pete Hegseth. He was asked few questions about...
Before the committee.
Oh, I know. He was.
Congress.
And why don't we listen to Pete, an answer he's given, and the question also. This is cut 113. Let's listen.
Mr. Secretary, probably won't surprise you, but I'm going to start with Ukraine. And I'm going to ask you a series of questions, but I don't want you to linger on any one of them, but answer the series of questions in one answer.
Okay.
Number one, who's the aggressor and who's the victim in the conflict?
Russia's the aggressor.
Which side do you want to win?
As we've said time and time again, this president is committed to peace in that conflict. Ultimately, peace serves our national interests, and we think the interest of both parties, even if that outcome will not be preferable to many in this room and many in our country.
Unbelievable.
What?
So we can't really say that he hopes that maybe the Ukraine people will win this war.
Hmm.
He just wants peace. You know, I think you can have both, right?
Yeah.
You know, you could hope that they win, but actually, wouldn't it be nice to have the alternative, and that is peace through negotiations?
Right.
So anyway, he couldn't say something as simple as that.
Yeah.
Instead, would not say that Trump wants Ukraine to win. That is their position on this thing.
Yeah. And he had a similar exchange with Lindsey Graham. Lindsey Graham was trying to nail him down on, you know,
right.
Which side are we on here?
Exactly.
You know, but yeah.
And then, of course, you know,
all over it.
The story that didn't get a lot of press was that the drones, they had drones going to Ukraine to help them out. And instead, they shipped them to the Middle East. And the U.S.
And
took the drones. Yes. Only the U.S. did. And they shipped them off to the Middle East. So Ukraine didn't have the drones to fight off the drones from Russia.
Isn't that something?
They're just making them more handicapped in this situation. So they couldn't fight back.
Mm. It's unbelievable.
This is truly, I never saw a sellout to Russia like this in my entire life. I can't believe this is happening.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow.
It's insane. All right, yeah, we will have Jim Santel joining us shortly. And I should mention this portion of the show brought to you by our friends at MadisonHearingAidCenter.com, 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. Fast and flexible appointments, passion over profit. They will help you, and they've helped a lot of people. They're helping people change their lives. Their number one goal isn't just selling hearing aids. It's improving the quality of life through better hearing. Go to MadisonHearingAidCenter.com. Again, they're at 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. We will be back right around the corner. Jim Santel, attorney at law, and much more on John and Gordy in the Morning.
Everybody sing along to this.
Okay, here we go.
Oh, yeah, here we go.
There's a swinging town I know called Capital City.
Madison.
Mm-hmm.
People stop and scream hello in Capital City.
Sing it, Tony.
Yeah.
It's the kind of place that makes a bum.
Yeah.
Feel like a king.
We do that here.
And it makes a king feel like some nutty cuckoo super king.
Look, it's Tony Bennett.
Hey, good to see you.
Oh, yeah. All right, this is Johnny Gordy in the Morning on
WMDX. In the Capital City.
In the Capital City.
Yeah. Right on State Street. That's where we're at. 7:36, sunshine today, highs in the mid to upper 80s. Want to remind you, the Scani Summer Text Win Contest continues. We're in a keyword hour, and the word is beer. You can text that to us on the Civic Media app. It's free to download, always free to use. And
what, downloading the beer? Yeah,
it's great to download a lot of beer. Great? Yeah, and this time around, if you text in that word and you are drawn as the winner, you will receive a pair of Brewer Club level tickets.
Oh, yeah.
And, of course, be entered in to the grand prize drawing, which is Door County Getaway or Wisconsin Dells Getaway. Okay, so the keyword is beer. When was the last time you went out to the ballpark?
Well, it's been a long, long time, but I was tuning around on one of those streaming TV stations,
right?
and they had ESPN on, and the game was between the Savannah Bananas and the Party Animals.
Oh, the Savannah Bananas. They're hot.
See, I didn't know anything about this.
I
discovered this, and everybody else I ask about this. Oh, yeah, the Savannah Bananas. Yeah, they're great. Mm-hmm. You know, fun team.
Yes. Mike McCabe joins us, by the way.
Yes, Mike McCabe is here in the studio, and we've got to ask him about it because you know about the Savannah Bananas.
Yeah. Right?
And
Everybody else does, John.
I feel like everybody's been keeping this a secret. No wonder there are, you know, people quietly talking in the corner of the room someplace and not involving me.
They used to be more of a well-kept secret. You know, people didn't know them outside of Savannah, Georgia. But now they're like a national phenomenon. They're a traveling roadshow. They're like the Harlem Globetrotters of minor league baseball.
They are.
Maybe we can get them here in Madison. Yeah, that'd be terrific. That'd be wonderful.
You know, the announcer calls them the Nanners.
They have all kinds of antics.
They have bright yellow uniforms.
Yes, they do.
And they do performance dances at home base or on the sidelines as it's going on.
Or
the players
field.
Are out there like cheerleaders.
Yeah. And even the umpires get involved.
Yeah,
and
they do.
Play along.
There was there was one time I saw someone hit a home run and he was doing a front flip all across the bases.
Yeah, it's great.
The first base umpire does a backflip.
They do all kinds
when they call their plays.
Fun stuff.
I was caught up in it. I just loved every second of it. It's like the World Wrestling Federation,
It makes it fun.
Call it the Harlem Globetrotters of baseball.
Mm-hmm.
But there are some former players on the team as well as just crazy guys. And I got to tell you what I saw. This was just the most amazing thing ever. It was a pop fly ball in the outfield.
Oh, yeah.
And the guy reached behind himself with the glove and caught the fly ball.
Yeah.
Yeah. They can do that. Yeah.
They can do that.
Not an easy thing to do.
No. Do that.
I used to try to do that in practice, but I would never have the guts to do it in a game.
All right.
The thing is they have the sports guy out on the field, you know, doing interviews with some of the players, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he's got a long leopard coat on.
Mm-hmm.
Doing it,
what's wrong with that?
Not a lot of times you see, you know, a professional announcer out on the field with a long leopard coat on.
It's all just fun and games.
Oh, it's high art, too.
It is. It's really fun stuff.
Well,
Savannah Bananas.
You know,
you can see all kinds of stuff on YouTube.
The party animals, you know, they were scoring, and they actually beat the Savannah Bananas in this particular game. But they took off their shirts, and they started playing without their shirts on. It was absolute a riot. I just love watching this. This is great stuff, you know. And by the way, they sold out. Two upcoming games at a stadium.
They've become such a hot commodity that they took it on the road and they are filling stadiums.
Everywhere.
People love the show.
Yeah. Now you talked about they are the Harlem Globetrotters of baseball.
Yeah.
Yes.
But you talked about the early days when the Harlem Globetrotters were very, very popular. But you had like a B team.
Oh yeah, there was a B team. I went to a small, you know, I grew up in the country and went to a small rural school. And so they weren't going to get the Harlem Globetrotters to come to a little town. But there was a B team called the Harlem Satellites. And it was, they had the same kind of uniforms and it was the same sort of show. It just wasn't the big names. It wasn't Meadowlark Lemon and Curly Neal and all those guys. But it was kind of an unknown cast of characters, but the same routine. And it filled the gym and a wonderful show. And so I remember that because I used to see the Harlem Globetrotters on TV but then saw the Harlem Satellites in person, got a bunch of autographs, had no idea who these guys were.
But
they're still out there. They still travel around
and they sure do.
Of course, they always play the Washington Generals who always lose.
Right. The Generals are not supposed to win.
Right.
So they
accidentally won one time.
How long do you think a Meadowlark Lemon has?
He's retired. I think he passed away.
He passed away.
Years ago.
Now, this is the question I always had when I watched the Harlem Globetrotters way, way back when. I was wondering why they didn't play like that in actual basketball games.
Right?
Why wouldn't they do that? Why wouldn't they make it more entertaining and fun and crazy like that? You know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
You know, little known fact about the Harlem Globetrotters is that some professional baseball players played for the Globetrotters.
Really?
Fergie Jenkins, the Hall of Fame pitcher for the Chicago Cubs.
Wow.
Was a Harlem Globetrotter for a time.
I didn't know that.
And I think Bob Gibson, somebody should correct me if I'm wrong here, but Bob Gibson, the Hall of Famer from the St. Louis Cardinals.
Wow.
I think also did a stint with the Globetrotters, but I know for a fact Fergie did because, you know, it was all Cubs fun. Fans know that.
Fun stuff. So Mike McCabe, you're actually you're going to go on a little trip here real soon, right?
I am going to Tanzania.
Because
the Tanzanian just, tea bean, coffee beans,
just, you're going to just get... out of a desire to explore.
You like to travel.
A lot of people don't know this about me, but I did a 2-year stint in the Peace Corps in West Africa in Mali, which is where Timbuktu is, by the way.
Oh,
but great band.
I love those guys. Oh no, that's
oh, I've been to Timbuktu.
Timbuktu 3. Sorry.
I've been to Timbuktu.
Yeah.
And Timbuktu 3 was a damn good band, by the way.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Pat McDonald.
Pat McDonald's a great guy.
Pat McDonald and the Essentials.
Yes.
And I saw them at OK's Corral here in Madison.
I know. I think we may have been at the same show.
We probably were at the same show.
It was many years ago.
Yeah. And the band becomes Timbuktu 3.
Right.
And they had some moments.
They were
stars.
They were excellent. Yeah.
But, I wasn't even sure that Timbuktu was a real place.
Yes.
Because, you know, people...
It sounds crazy, doesn't it?
Yeah, they kind of treat it as this mythical end of the earth or something.
Well, is it? Is
but
it
it's
like
a real
that?
City. And I've been there. And it's now been almost devoured by the Sahara Desert. It's really full desert, and there's sand everywhere. Mm. But it used to be a city of 100,000 people. Now it's more like 30,000 people-ish. Okay. And you know, kind of living on the edge of you know, so, really struggling place. Mm. It used to be so central to trade routes in West Africa, the salt trade. You know, salt would be brought by camel caravan to the countries like Ivory Coast, which would send up their more tropical products. It used to be a huge trade center. Has a 1,000-year-old mosque. Had a university.
Oh,
all of which is. The mosque still stands. It's still you can go to a 1,000-year mosque there, but the university's closed. Mm. It's a shadow of its former self, but it's still a pretty magical
now,
place.
Now it's kind of living up to its name. Yeah,
it is the end of the earth.
Yeah, going to Timbuktu.
Yeah, it is. But been there, but I've never been to East Africa, so this is just a journey to unexplored territory for me, at least, and looking forward to it.
Great.
So let's talk about your latest article on Substack. It's entitled, let me get back to it here, Piss Pots and Yeller Dogs. So what are you saying here? that's a headline? That's a grabber?
Now, Yeller Dog, that's something your dad told you.
Well, both of them were. The title of the article relates to, motivational phrases that my dad was fond of.
Yes.
When I was not living up to his expectations, he would say, well, you're never going to have a pot to piss in or a window to throw it out of. And if he didn't get my attention with that, he would then go on and say, I ought to sell you off for a yeller dog and shoot the yeller dog.
Now, is that a reference to old Yeller?
I don't know. I think yeller dog is just sort of...
But shooting the yeller dog. I mean, that's what they did to that, old Yeller.
That was just his way of saying what he thought I was worth at that moment.
I know, but
okay.
As a reference at that point, I think maybe the movie had something to do with you.
It's possible. It's kind of country talk.
A way of speaking.
And, Dad.
Your dad really worked. He did.
I wrote in the article. I only recall my dad taking a full day off one time.
Wow. Yeah.
In my entire upbringing, he took a day off to travel 200 miles to see my youngest sister get married. My two oldest sisters were married on the farm, so he didn't have to leave. Mm-hmm. But my youngest sister had moved away, and so he took the full day off. Made me stay home, by the way, to milk the cows. So I missed my youngest sister's wedding because he wouldn't trust anybody to milk the cows who was outside the family. That's the way he was. But he worked every day, 7 days a week, Easter, Christmas, Thanksgiving, you name it. And
in a factory.
When he was basically a sharecropper earlier in life. Mm-hmm. That's the northern term for it is farming on halves, where you're a tenant farmer.
Yeah.
You do all the work. The landlord gets half of the proceeds of whatever gets produced. Mm-hmm. And he saved up enough money to buy his own farm, but he had to work in a factory. So he worked a full shift, 5 days a week, and then milk the cows before and after his shift, and work, did the farm work on the weekends and whenever else he could squeeze it in. Tough son of a gun.
Yeah.
And, you know, and he expected his kids to have a similar work ethic, and he pushed us hard. That was his way.
Well, it's kind of funny because you made an appearance, and somebody in the crowd brought up the fact that he worked with
your father. Which stunned me because, you know, my dad was born in 1919 and has been dead and gone for quite some time.
Yeah. Wow.
But here's a guy who actually worked with him in that factory, elderly man now, but he must have been really young, must have been 20 years old when he worked with my dad.
Yeah. Wow. It was a great story. It was.
All right. We're visiting here with Mike McCabe, and we will continue the conversation in just a moment. This portion of John and Gordy in the Morning brought to you by Wake Up and Sleep Better Verlo Mattresses. That's their slogan. It's been that way for many years, since they opened the doors back in 1958. Some things have remained constant throughout Verlo's history. They're still direct to consumer and providing superior products at unbeatable prices. Verlo Mattress. Two Madison locations, east and west. Go to verlo.com for more information. Back with more with Mike McCabe in a moment.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
WMDX 92.7. And people are going to work.
Yeah,
coal mine.
That's right. Yep.
As we look State Street, just a block away from the Capitol, City, Madison.
Got partly cloudy skies. Temperatures today getting into the mid to upper 80s. Right now it is
hot. It's just
warm.
Hot.
It's just, like 66 degrees or something.
Is it really?
Something like that.
67 right
Where did
now.
I get it? Okay, thanks.
It's 67.
Thanks for correcting me. Let's go to the phones. Judy Davidoff from the Isthmus is joining us this morning, as she does when the new issue comes out. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning.
You're the editor. You're the president of Isthmus. We're always to have you.
She's the dictator at Isthmus.
The
dictators are very popular now in this country.
No. So...
we have the Summer Times issue. This is a great issue because everything is in there.
Yeah.
A Redworthy artist thought, you know, putting ants on a picnic.
Isn't that inspired?
Yeah.
It is.
A picnic blanket.
It's very cool.
You know, Judy, yesterday we had a story where we're being invaded by poisonous ants that sting and kill people. So.
Very timely.
Yes, very timely. Yes. Thanks, Gordy. That's what I was going to say.
I think these are the kind, pesky ones.
Oh, okay. All right. Thanks for clearing that up.
Well, thank us. Certainly would wish those back again.
Mm-hmm. No.
Okay. Now, there's a great article in here by Liam Barron, and it is a power struggle, and it's all about the unified electric metering that is so controversial in this state. It's so silly. This is so ridiculous. I can't wrap my head around why we can't move on to something like this, right?
Well, it is done. It is done. You know, of course, the utility does get more money when they're separate units. And some people would argue that the separate units make most sense because, you know, then people are paying what they've used. But these are other kinds of, you know, like supported housing where, you know, perhaps the costs are not even being borne, you know, individually by the tenants. Maybe they are, but still, the argument for affordable housing is that by having the meters, the unified meters, it makes much more sense and it's much more affordable to not have that.
Well, the thing here is that this is a law that was made in 2002, just at the turn of the century. We are well into that century now, and it is time to maybe update this thing, because what happens is they put the electric bill in your rent. Mm-hmm. So you don't really have an electric bill anymore. So they can unify these meters for the buildings, and especially, you know, in low income housing, where, you know, this would be perfect for them. And they had the individual meters, so people, if they didn't pay their bill, would get right. shut off. That was the whole point. Well, that's no longer an issue if you design your buildings in a way that the electric bill is already included in your rent.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yep. Yeah, so it's interesting. I mean, he definitely, you know, there were several other people who sort of attested that that there were other utilities that were able to grant this waiver without needing to go to the PSC. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we'll see if there's any movement on that.
All right.
Now, Judy, you have an article in this month's Isthmus entitled Local Government's Mixed Record on Meeting Notices. And apparently it really is a mixed record about meeting notices. Tell us more about this.
Sure. I mean, this is definitely, you know, I worried a little bit it was getting into the weeds of open government. But I do think it's important, you know, committees, city and county committees, government committees are required to issue notices and agendas of their upcoming meetings. And those meeting notices are supposed to be written in a way that you can understand what is actually going to be discussed.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I mean, I would say the majority do still, but there definitely were notices that I picked out that, you know, you would have no idea. And, you know, I've been covering local government for a long time, and at least on the city side, if I have a false memory, I don't think I do because I remember doing this, but there used to be a staff person's name and number on each of the notices because, you know, there's a staffer who's assigned to each of those committees. And that made it easy to, if there was something you didn't understand on the agenda or you wanted to, you know, just get more background. You could just call and say, hey, what's this about? Those names and contact numbers are not there. There's usually a name to call for accessibility issues, but really not anything regarding the contents of the agendas.
Right.
And it's important. It's important for news media to know what's on the agenda. Mm-hmm. Is there something controversial? Is there something that has gotten no attention and should therefore be written about? And especially in advance, because, you know, in my mind, that allows people to show up at a meeting where there's something discussed that will affect them.
Absolutely. Judy, we're about out of time, but Isthmus on the newsstands, always on the first Thursday of the month. Lots of great stuff about all the summertime events going on.
Yeah, and the new quiz, news mm-hmm. quiz that you have here. I love the question, which influential person is not included? And the Wisconsin Idols.
Yeah. And the answer is
Paul Soglin. Paul Soglin, and you wrote Soglin, probably not just an oversight. That's
Anyway, Judy, thank you for joining us.
All right. Thank you.
We'll
so
talk
much
to you next month.
All right.
Judy Davidoff from Isthmus. And you can find that for free anywhere around Madison on the newsstands. When we come back, it's our Scotty Summers Text to Win contest. We'll reveal the key word in just a few minutes,
all right,
John.
Yeah, they can't wait.
And we've got a lot more on John and Gordy in the Morning. Stay with us.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.